It all started in 2024, as a concrete bench with a purpose. I came into the hands of some women in Breda. And how? They literally took me in hand, and they didn't know it. I couldn't go anywhere, and in the meantime, they were working on me with all their force, their strength, and their loving precision. I had to surrender myself to them, but I got through it, and then I found my place, just here. As a silent witness and from a short distance, I see people walk by every day. Usually, they stay just for a short while. Sometimes they stay a little longer. Some people come regularly. But while they are full of movement and motion, I am static and permanent, hard, robust, and in the flaming colors of the rising sun. And so heavy, you wouldn't believe it. And now you are sitting on me, and I can support you. I feel honored. How are you? My name is Sofa. Maybe you'd like to hear my story. Basically, I am one single piece, in line with the prototype, or shall we say, the family I come from. There are lots of me, and thank goodness. As a Sofa child, you want to belong, be the same as the others, and certainly not be any different. But my fate was to be different. After I came into this world, they started on me quickly. Thousands of shiny glass stones were cut up into pieces and stuck down by and for women. They followed a plan, and a pattern gradually emerged. This universal hand which they gave me to display for girls and women. The hand as a symbol of protection, strength, and so much more. And so I became unique of my kind. Every day, my morning glory and my hand are here to invite you to take a seat for a little while, to reflect or to tell your story. Whatever is happening to you, you are being supported. There is a helping hand and there is a rising sun. And that's the end of my story. With your arrival, your story and mine meet. In spite of our differences, we do have a lot in common in this place where helping hands greet people every day, care for them, heal them, and say goodbye to them. And this is why I carry you in my hand, and I'll even give you a little push. Do share what you have in you and place it in a loving hand. And then, bit by bit, we will make up one single story. Our story.